There's been generally enthusiastic public response in the Middle East to the election November 4th of Barack Obama to be the next American president. Recent opinion polls show many, though not all, in the Arab world believe the new president will adopt policies more sympathetic to Arab concerns than those of the Bush administration. But at a recent symposium in Washington, several American experts on the Middle East questioned whether resolving the Arab-Israeli conflict will be a top priority of the Obama administration. During his campaign for president and since his election victory, Barack Obama has spoken of pursuing a new and markedly different U.S. policy in the Middle East. But setting the U.S. on a new course in this troubled part of the world will be an extremely difficult challenge, according to a panel of policy experts who met recently at the Woodrow Wilson International Center in Washington. Aaron David Miller is a Wilson Center scholar who served as a Middle East advisor and U.S. negotiator under six secretaries of state. Miller says that when it comes to pursuing Arab-Israeli peace, President-elect Obama faces an uphill road to reestablish U.S. credibility.
Frankly, given our record of failure, 8 years of failed peacemaking under Bill Clinton and 8 years of failed war-making under George W. Bush, we have gotten to a point where we are neither admired, feared, or respected in a region that is increasingly critical to our national interests. And I don't know what it will take to put one of those particular interests, the Arab-Israeli issue, on the front burner.
Miller says President-elect Obama will have other priority issues in the region that transcend the Arab-Israeli conflict. First, he will be expected to make good on his campaign promise to begin withdrawing American military forces from Iraq, according to some reasonable timetable. Second, he'll need to confront the looming prospect of a nuclear-armed Iran. Miller argues that if the Obama administration is able to address the Arab-Israeli issue at all, the new president will need to step very carefully.
No new president, certainly not one that is untested in foreign policy, on whose shoulders huge expectations have already been laid, wants to and can court an early failure. If there's any engagement that offers the prospects of success, it is clearly an Israeli-Syrian agreement for so many reasons, including the ripple effect of dealing with Hamas, Hezbollah, Iran. It's so compelling if, in fact, an American president were interested.
But would a President Obama be able to muster the domestic political support to pursue a larger and more active U.S. role in Arab-Israeli peacemaking? According to Graham Bannerman, a scholar at the Middle East Institute and former U.S. State Department analyst, he will need to convince Congress and the American people that peace between Israel and its Arab neighbors is genuinely in the U.S. national interest.
A president will prevail on foreign policy if the president says, this is the national security interest of the United States. Mm-hmm. No domestic constituency can override the president no matter how powerful you are. That will not happen. It will not happen because nobody wants to be in Congress and say, I oppose the president on something that will be the national interest of the United States.
And Richard Strauss, the editor of the Middle East Policy Survey and a former legislative liaison for the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, shares the view that the Arab-Israeli conflict will have to compete with other more pressing issues in the region for the attention of a new Obama administration. But Strauss believes that if a new Israeli prime minister were to seek U.S. backing for a re-engagement with the six-year-old Arab Peace Initiative, that could put the Arab-Israeli and the Israeli-Palestinian conflicts on the front burner of the Obama administration's Mideast agenda.
The United States would respond to Israel, and that if Israel and the Israeli prime minister were to be the one to come to the American president and say, we need your help, that would be a game changer. But I think that and that alone, absent an overwhelming crisis, would be what you would need to have the United States become deeply involved.
Strauss notes that if President-elect Obama decides to make Arab-Israeli peace a priority, he'll be tackling a 60-year-old problem that 11 previous U.S. presidents have been unable to solve. And Aaron David Miller, a U.S. coordinator for past Arab-Israeli peace talks, believes that if the Obama administration is to be any more successful in this arena than its predecessors, it will need to reclaim America's critical role as an honest broker in Mideast peace efforts. That will take some doing, according to Miller. In the past, he says, the United States has allowed its mediator role to be undermined by a failure to challenge Israeli positions on settlements and land confiscation issues. Miller recalls how, in the aftermath of the 1973 Yom Kippur War, former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger embarked on an aggressive shuttle diplomacy initiative that ultimately led Israel, Egypt, and Syria to the peace table. Aaron Miller says the Obama administration should give its new Secretary of State an equally strong and even-handed role in any new round of Arab-Israeli peace negotiations. For Mohammed El-Shanawi, I'm Rob Sivak in Washington.